Hey, we are on Sanhedrin, Tesvav Amid Aleph, 15a, three lines from the bottom. We read it once, we'll read it again. We're talking about the Mishnah saying the Shor HaNiskal, an animal that gores another human being and kills him. What's the law? It's called a Shor, an ox HaNiskal, who is stoned. But how do you decide that? It needs a court of 23 Be'esrim Ushlosha. So now we need to know the source for that, and the Mishnah even says what the source is. Shenemar, it says, and now let's look in the pasuk. It's very important. If I hit this, it won't give it to me though, right? No, it tells you to go buy their app. That's right. I don't want that. So I got to go back. What did I do now? Current page. All right. So I go to the other one. What is this again? Shenemar. Shmos Chafalef Chavtes. Very important to look at the pasuk carefully. Shmos Chafalef Chavtes. Okay. Here we go. Let's start with 28. If an ox gores a man or a woman that they die, then the ox shall surely be stoned, and his flesh shall not be eaten, but the owner of the ox shall be acquitted. That's if it just was a random, just out of the blue. Now, chavtes, a little bit different, though. But if the ox has want to gore with its horn in past times, he's already done this a few times. Of course, it's a famous question. How did he kill a person after the first time and not get killed? That's another discussion. How does it come to the third time? It escaped, whatever. But don't worry about that right now. And its owner had been warned, and he has not kept it in, but it has killed a man or a woman. Now here's the pasuk that where Mishnah's going to quote now. It says, the ox shall be stoned, and its owner also shall be put to death. That's the simple reading. Now that's not what we do. All right? But that is the simple reading. Look at the Hebrew now. These are the five words that we have to focus on. Well, Hashor Yisokel. The ox shall be gored. The gam shall be stoned. The gam be'olav, and also its master, Yumas, will be put to death. Now, let's analyze this pasuk here. Let's learn it literally right now, all right? So if I ask you, okay, what happens to the ox? Stone. Literally now, what happens to the owner?
Dies. Death. You must. He'll die.
Dies. Okay? So now, if that's the literal shot, the question is, why couldn't we say the following? What if I do this? Let's take off the last word. Let's say the last word's not there. Okay? Would I be lacking any understanding of what we're going to do? With just those four words, what do we do to the ox?
Stone
him. What do we do to the owner?
Same thing, stone him.
You said same thing, right? So why do we need that extra word, you must? Maybe you don't stone him. But then again, what would it matter? In other words, so let's what it say. The way it's written now, with the way I have it now with the blue, what would you say happens to the owner? Why would you say that?
It says, I'd also be the
owner. Okay. Now that we say this, what might I say?
Just put to death another way.
I'm sorry?
It's the stone of the God.
Okay, let me ask you a question. If a human being murders another human being, and he's guilty, what's the punishment? Death. What kind of punishment?
Sword.
Sword. Off is his head. His sword. Now, according to the different levels of punishment, what's the worst type of punishment? There's four capital punishments. Stoning, decapitation. What's the other one? Put the hot lead down it. What's the fourth one?
Choking.
Choking. What? Strangulation. What's the worst? I mean, it's the worst crime. The worst of the four capital sins is stoning. Okay. So now, what might you say here? If you have... I agree, Shelley. If you only have this, then the Torah would kind of be saying you stone the ox and the owner.
You don't stone the owner.
But now when you add this word, come on, add this word.
That's what the sword.
What might it say? Well, if a human being kills a human, what do you think is worse crime? A human being kills a human being, or is negligent in watching his ox kill a human being? What would you say if from the human's perspective is the worst crime?
Human doing.
All right, so what's the law when a human kills a human?
Sword.
The sword. A lesser punishment. So what would you think it means now? Gamba love you must.
Sword.
The sword or less. Mm-hmm. But not stoning.
I'm not sure it's any different.
No, it is. Believe me, it is. I mean, don't believe me. Believe the rabbis. Believe the rabbi. Stoning is a worse type of punishment. You chop the head off, you're not like done in one shot. Like it's sort of less painless. Like chop, you're dead. Stoning, you know, the stone goes you, and it may not. You're pushed off. You may not die after that. Then they start stoning you. It could take a while till you're finished. Right. Anyway, so that is we're just doing a little preliminary observation of the pasuk. All right. Now, so let me ask you: where do you see from this pasuk that you need 23 judges to judge the animal? So, what would you say?
Oh.
Well, maybe cattle punishments by animals aren't the same as cattle punishment by a person. We all know cattle punishment by a person. Do you think we'd go so far that we need a capital punishment for an animal? Speak Lamdish, Shelley. Speak Lamdish, like a Lamdan, like with Talmudic principles that you know. Don't use logic. Use Talmud. You know these principles. You know the answer. I'm telling you, you know the answer. You all know the answer. Just look. We have a lot of rules. And what does it say? In the same clause.
Heckish.
Same clause. And the animal is stoned, and also the owner is put to death. Now, what do we know about the owner whenever a human being is put to death? You need 23. Now we have a hekesh. Talmudic logic. You got to start thinking Talmudically. I mean, Sfar is also good, but you got to think Talmudically. Gzeir Shah is one's in one place, one's in another, same wording. Hekesh is, they're connected. So if it says in one breath, you stone the ox and its owner is killed, well, obviously the Torah is telling you, you're killing in some way, you're killing the ox the way you kill the owner. And how's that? An owner has to have a quarter 23. An ox also, that's the chiddush of the Torah. Without the Torah telling you that, I may not have thought that. I mean, animals are animals. Who cares about animals? What's the worst thing if you make a wrong judgment on an animal? It's not a person, I understand. You got to be careful. You mess it up. You can't make it up. If you kill the animal, the worst thing is you kill it by mistake. So pay the owner $1,000 and he gets it, right? So I would have thought maybe you don't have that at all. So comes the Torah and makes the hekesh. Okay, this is the playing field. These five words is the playing field for this lesson today.
Isn't the hekesh because if you say the ox killed the person, then the owner is now subject to a capital punishment?
Oh, okay, so you're asking, but since you know at the end that the owner's not going to get killed... Right. At the end of the day, we don't learn this simple shot. At the end of the day, you'll see we don't kill the owner. So you're saying if you don't kill the owner, then
that's not what you're saying.
I'm
saying that if you quote convict the ox, then you're indirectly convicting the owner.
But only monetarily.
No. If you say the owner died, if you say like.
Oh, I hear what you're saying. You're saying, Shell is saying like this: if you kill the animal, you have to kill the person.
Right. So therefore,
it's one boat. It's one boat.
Right. It's a package deal. So yeah, better have 23 judges for the animal. Otherwise, you're gonna end up killing.
Okay, them. Doesn't matter, but it still takes us to the same conclusion, right?
It does, but is that a hackish or is that logic?
I hear what you're saying. Maybe it's the logic of the hackish. Maybe it's that heckish with logic. Okay, anyway, so this is the main playing field. Now we're going to have to negotiate this because we're going to see at the end of the day, we do stone the ox. At the end of the day, you need 23, but at the end of the day, we don't kill the owner. That's going to be the end of the day. So let's see how we negotiate this. So now that we got the groundwork, Shenemar, again, the pasuk says, Hashor Yisakel, you stoned the ox, the gamba love, you must, and also the owner is put to death. So that's the hekesh. Kemisas Habalim, just in the same way the owner is killed, he's put to death, which means you need 23, a court of 23. Kach Misas Hashor, so too is the death of the animal needs a death of 23. A judge 23. That is how we learn you need 23 for sure on Nisko. Good. Now, Gemara now is going to dispute this teaching and say, no, maybe I could learn different than that. And that's going to be the entire discussion. How solid is this proof? Because from the wording, it might suggest otherwise. Amar le Abaye le Rava. Abaye asked Rava, Mimai, how do I know, Dehai, that these words, Vigam ba'ol of Yumas, when we added those three words, and also the owner dies, and that creates the hekesh. That what? Lit. Kebemisas ba'am. Just like the death of the owner needs 23. Kach misas hashor. So to the death of the animal. Hu da'asa. This is coming to teach us that they have to have a court. Maybe that's teaching us something else. You want to pick this. Maybe we'll pick something else. There's a hekesh. I agree there's a hekesh. But, you know, aren't there a lot of things we can make a hekesh about? Maybe there's only one aspect. Are there other issues to consider when killing an animal and killing the owner? Are there other issues to consider? Well, let's see what the other issues are to consider. Maybe, Ema, maybe the verse is coming to teach you, Lekat Lahudasa. Maybe it's only coming to teach us that the owner is actually put to death. Maybe that's what the pasuk is teaching. Now, we know that's not true. We know, they know they have halacha over the years. They know the owner was never put to death. But maybe that's what the pasuk is saying. Abai questions the Mishnah's interpretation of the verse. According to the Mishnah, the verse means only to compare the method of sentencing an ox to death with that of sentencing its owner for some capital crime. That's the way they're learning the hekesh. He's suggesting let's learn the hekesh differently. An ox's death sentence, like that of its owner, must be imposed by a court of 23. Why, asks Abaye, does the Mishnah completely disregard the verse's literal meaning that an ox kills a man, its owner is executed? Finished. That's all it's teaching us, that the owner is executed. That's what it's coming to teach me. Now there is a shtickle problem with that question. But hear what he's saying. Say, why are you saying that the problem says Vigam, it says, let's look at the pasuk again. Hashor Yisakel, Vigam Ba'olav Yumas. Now, here's the problem. It says Yumas, so we thought, well, just the way the owner would normally die if he did a capital offense, so too. Maybe just learn the pasuk Pashut. The ox gets stoned, and also the owner is killed. Period. It's coming to teach you. The owner gets killed. So even in a hekesh, you know, there's got to be. Well, really, here's the point. I have a question on the question. What's my question on the question? Let's say the owner gets killed, but still, there's a hekesh. So let's. I'll accept your point. Let's say the owner gets killed. But it still puts together the ox gets killed and the owner gets killed. So that shouldn't you be able to say a hekesh there too? That's my question. I don't know an answer to it. Just put it aside. Don't let it disturb you. But that's my question. Obviously, the Gemara is saying, no, once it's saying the owner gets killed, then I don't have a hekesh anymore. That's what the Gemara is taking on in their question. Maybe you say the hekesh only if there's really no need to say that word. There's no need to say the animal owner gets killed, since really the owner doesn't get killed. If at the end of the day the owner doesn't get killed, then what is Gamba all of you must teaching us? Then what am I comparing it to? Right? So, anyway, but that's Gemara's question. Don't say the hekesh. Say that Gamba all of you must is teaching us the owner gets killed. To which the Gemara answers, Imkei, he says, if that's the case, you want to tell me that the owner Taki gets killed? Then lichtov, then it should have just written v'gam ba'olav. It should have said, and also the owner, v'lishtov, and then be silent and don't say the word yumas.
Maybe yumas is teaching another way.
One second. In other words, if you want to say the owner's getting killed, Hold on. It's coming up. That's why I fleshed it out beforehand, so it could be. But so just if it really means or should be killed, it should have said Vegan Ba'olav. And also the owner. Velishtuk. Why did you have to say any more? The Gemara is going to answer that. But it's just, so it's saying it. Let's look at the footnote. For the verse would have read, the ox shall be stoned and also the owner. Period. Why then does scripture add the expression shall be put to death? Rava suggests that it was added to teach us not to take the verse literally. The verse does not mean to impose a death sentence upon the owner of an ox that killed, but to compare an ox's death sentence with its owner when the owner does have a death sentence, needs a court of 23. So therefore he's saying that we're learning this heckish, so to speak, because of the extra word, and the owner shall die. If the Torah meant that the owner should die, that's what he's saying. Now, we'll have a question on this. We're going to knock this off right away. But let's just, if the Torah meant the owner should die, it just said, and also the owner. Why does it say you must? Must mean the owner's not dying. And what we're saying, just the same way we would kill an owner when he does a capital crime, so too we have to kill the animal with what? With a court of 23. So that's why, so he's basing this retort. Remember, we have the drusha. The drusha says we compare death sentences. You need 23. Warren says, why is that? Let's just say, no, the second part was saying the owner gets killed. It's not teaching us the 23 business. It says, well, if it means the owner gets killed, it just should have said Vegan Ba'olav. Why do you have to say you must? We would know the owner gets killed. I know, but you're jumping the gun. We have to go Keseder. That is going to be the answer, but let's get piece by piece. So Gomorrah's answering, no, if you want to tell me the owner gets killed, it just should have said Vegan Ba'olav. Why did it say you must? Obviously, he's not getting killed, and we want to say in a way that an owner would get killed when he is convicted of a capital crime, which needs a court of 23. That's what it's coming to teach the animal needs a court of 23. So that's what it's saying. Gomorrah says, wait a minute. No, if it didn't say, it has to say, even if we want to say, no, let's say that the owner gets killed. Why did it have to say you must? For what you said. Because of Rachmana, the Torah would have only written and also the owner, but not get killed. Havo Amina, I would have thought, Biskila, we would have thought it gets exactly the same punishment as the animal, which it does not. And notice, I would think it gets the same punishment, therefore it couldn't write that. It has to write, and also the owner dies. Dying means a different death. Because I would have thought, so therefore I can't just say, and the owner gets killed. Why? Because then I think, then the owner gets killed like the animal, which is skila. So therefore comes, you must, to tell me he doesn't get skila, he gets a different punishment. So maybe the pasuk's coming to say, not that they're compared to 23, but the Torah is saying the owner gets killed with a non-skila type of death penalty. And therefore the original question holds. How do you learn you need 23? We need the owner is killed to teach us he gets killed in a way different than the animal gets killed. And therefore, our original question goes back. How do you know the animal needs 23? Got that? Look at the footnote. The Gemara, Gemara states that whenever the Torah mandates execution without specifying a method, the intended method is strangulation. Thus, when Torah states that the owner shall be put to death, the teacher that he's executed by strangulation. That's what we're saying. Whenever Torah just says, most you must. Whenever it says, and he does this, most you must, without anything else, always standard position, strangulation. That's the Kabbalah. That's the lowest, it's the least of the four. So when it just says death, we only can give you the least death possible. Just like when a plural, the least plural. So it says, you surely put to death, and we don't say anything else. It's got to be the lowest form of a death penalty, which is strangulation. So, right? So therefore, we'd say, so I would have thought, since if it would have, you said, well, since it said the owner's put to death, that extra word is telling me you need 23. No, that extra word comes to tell me the owner dies differently than the animal. He dies with strangulation. Therefore, I don't have a source to say it's 23.
Isn't that a roundabout way to say
no?
It's a very roundabout way. I mean, if you just look at the words, it's pretty clear.
Well, for Gemara so seems to say we have no heck.
23 for the ox.
Well, we only know 23 a person. Since I guess the Gemara's assumption is. Gemara assumes if there's nothing extra, we can't make the Hekesh. That's what I think the Gemara's assumption is. Otherwise, we can't explain the Gemara. We have to go further.
But the answer is the owner dies a different death.
So that's what we're saying, and therefore we can't learn 20.
Saying, so it's obvious that should be the...
That's what he's saying. That's what Gemara's asking.
So the whole 23 thing...
Yeah, that's the Gemara's question. It's going back to the first question. Why do you want to equate it when it says the owner dies? It means he dies. Gemara says, well, no, it means he dies. We already know he dies without saying it. No, no, no. We don't know what kind of death he gets. So therefore, we don't have the proof to the 23. Gemara now says, no, 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 don't even think that. If I wouldn't have said the extra word death, we never would have thought that the owner gets stoned. You said I would have thought the owner gets stoned, right?
Right.
You'd never think that. Biskila salka daita. Would you have ever thought for 1 minute that if we wouldn't have, if we would have read all and just written, and also the owner, you'd think he'd get skila? Now, Shelley, logic. Logic would say, you'd never logically say that. Why? Because we know. Because if he himself kills a person, the worst he gets is decapitation. So if the worst he gets is decapitation, Mamono, when his money, meaning his animal, kills Beskila, we give him an upgraded death penalty? So we never would have thought that. So therefore we go back, we could have said Gamba Olav would mean that the owner also gets killed. We say the owner also gets killed with Skila, and I have to write that. If I would have only written Gamba Olav, I would never have thought that he would get a stoning. We wouldn't have known anything. And therefore, I have to say Gamba Olav to... So we're back to the question that maybe Taki the owner dies. That's what the whole pasuk is saying. Look at footnote 5. The Torah mandates 4 methods of execution for various capital offenses. According to Tanakama, the order of severity is, this is the order of severity, stoning is the worst, burning is next, beheading is next, strangulation is the last. All right? Rava thus deflects Abaye's challenge with this argument. You maintain that without the expression shoveled with the death, we would have thought the owner of the murderous ox is put to death by stoning, the most severe method of execution. How could we ever have thought that? Even a murderer is executed by sword, a relatively lenient method. Surely we would not punish the owner of a murderous ox more severely than a murderer itself. So therefore, if I would have just written and also the owner, what would I have thought? I would not have thought stoning. I would have thought he gets the same, let's say, the sword. I would have thought that. So what do I need? And he's put to death. What do I need that for? To say that he's not put to death, and to equate the way that they die, going back to the original answer. Mm-hmm. Right? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Let's go over the steps again. It's getting complicated now. Let's go over the steps. Step one is, how do you know you need 23 for the animal? What do we say? Because it says in the pasuk, also the owner dies. Right? So we're making a hekesh. We're saying just like an owner would die in a case when he does die, you need a quart of 23. So to an animal, you need a quart of 23. That was the original teaching. To which we ask, how do you know that's what it's teaching? Maybe he's coming to teach us that he's put to death. Right? We said, no, it doesn't. It's not teaching us that. You know why? Because it only should have said, and the owner is the gambolov, also the owner. It wouldn't have to say he's put to death. Since it says he's put to death, it must be telling us altogether something different. That what? That he's not put to death at all? That's extra to say, just the way the owner would be put to death. He would be put to death with a quart of 23, so then you need for 23 for the animal. That's the hekesh. To which he says, no. I need... So we're saying now the extra is put to death is teaching me this point of 23. He's saying, no, that put to death is not extra. Why? Because I would think he's put to death the same way as the animal. To which you say, no, we would never have thought that, because we know he couldn't be put to death the same way as the animal, because when he kills another person, he gets a lower punishment. So therefore, he's put to death is still kind of extra, teaching us the owner is not put to death, but the way the owner is put to death, with a quart of 23, if in a case when he is put to death with 23, so the animal's also with 23. So we've answered that question. So far, the teaching remains. Correct? And therefore, why? And it's not coming to tell me. Maybe it's telling me the owner dies? No, because that would just say, and also the owner. Well, maybe it means to say that he gets a certain... No, we would know what he would get. We know he can't get stoning. We'd never think he gets stoning, because when he kills, he doesn't get stoning. Right? So therefore, it says the owner's put to death. I don't need to say that. And he's not put to death, right? That it comes out, you put him to death is extra. That last word is extra. It is extra. Because I, without anything, I think the owner's put to death by the sword. Because, like in any other case, he's put to death. Why does it say the word and he's put to death? It's extra, saying that he's not put to death, but rather the way he would be put to death in a capital case, that is how we punish the animal. It's coming to teach us, Gufa, that an animal is put to death with a cord of 23. That was the original teaching. This was the original teaching. Don't frown your brows now. You should have frowned it in the beginning. The first line, back to the beginning. How do we know we need 23 for an animal? Because it says that also the owner is killed. And we know he's not killed. So what's it coming to teach us? That just like how he would be killed in a capital case with 23, so too the animal is killed with 23. That's the teaching.
What would be the logic for the teaching that so you kill an animal, you make a mistake, big deal. Why would you need to get 23 big judges to prosecute an animal?
It's a kosov. That's what Hashem says. That's what Hashem says. Now you're asking a general question.
Yeah.
Forget about the Gemara. Forget about. But he says it's a biblical source. No, biblical source. You stop asking questions. No. Now you want to figure. Want to figure logic? Okay, as we say, you don't die from not knowing the logic. You know, it's not the end of the world. The Torah is saying it. We're comparing. There's a comparison of how you kill a human being is with a cord of 23, and the same pasuk says you kill the animal. So you have to have 23 for the animal.
So isn't it?
What?
It's a waste of manpower. You feel. So many judges to decide.
Well, maybe to show you how important it is that when an animal kills a person, it's not a small thing.
Yeah.
It's not a small thing. What?
We're saying we added he's put to death, but we're saying he's not.
Right.
So to me, God wanted us to.
Now the Gemara later. I just want you to know. I just want.
You mean to use 23 judges? That's a dangerous thing. What if
we make a mistake?
What if the rabbis didn't interpret it that way?
No, you have to, Shelley. You have to remember like this: when Moshe was up on the mountain, and Hashem read that pasuk to him. He said to him, and it means the owner does not die. Hashem told. Hashem.
Isn't that a dangerous way of saying I want 23 judges for the ox?
Listen, God has infinite wisdom. Listen, if you want to talk that way, let's throw out the whole Torah. Because there's so many things. Why didn't God just say it straight out? That's the way Torah is. Torah was never. Listen, Shelley, the Torah was given, never meant from day one. To learn it by itself and to take it literally, you can't do that. Finished. And there's too many things that we would make so many mistakes without if we go to simple pshat in the Torah.
In this case, it's the exact opposite of what he wants. The word he's using is.
Okay, let me ask you a question. How many lashes does a person get maximum?
3.
Where in the Torah does it say that?
It's 40.
Okay.
I know. But
so what are you going to do? And now if you go, it just say 40. It doesn't say anything else. It just says 40. So why didn't God write 39? That's the way he wanted us to learn it.
It also says Nase Abdam Betalmenu, like plural. So.
Yeah, let's. I'm just saying
that in this case, the word he's using exactly 180 degrees from what he wants.
So
it's not like you an eye for an eye where you have room to interpret.
What do you mean? It's what he wants, an eye for an eye. You know, goyim still follow that.
I know, but in this case...
Just say money for an eye.
Shelley's saying 40 and 39, okay?
It's not okay, because if you give him one more, he would die. It's everything. You count the 49 days from Pesach to Shavuos, the day after Shabbos. And only the drusha says it means Pesach.
So that's
but that's not, that would be, you have to be off.
And you see, that's not exactly the opposite.
So obviously, the Torah, we have to understand, we have to have a different lesson that I think the Gemara is going to talk about at the end. Why did you say you kill him if you're not killing him?
You're going to ask, where do we learn you don't kill him?
We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
This is a new one, right? He's done this before.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But we got to see, we don't kill him. We don't kill the owner. We don't. So why did God write it? The same, we don't pluck out your eye. Well, why did we write? Why did we write an eye for an eye if we don't take out your eye?
Yeah, I know. I why did we?
So the same thing. So really, the owner would deserve to die, but he doesn't die. Say, it's just like the eye for an eye. If you think about it, Shelley, an eye for an eye, but we don't take out your eye. So what are we teaching you? Well, you know, really, we should have pulled out your eye, and you should feel bad that your eye should go out. This money is taking away from us pulling out your eye. So the same thing, you really should be put to death. But guess what? We're not going to put you to death, and we'll take money instead. But you should have been put to death. Same idea. Okay, looks like we're not getting through the whole sugya today. Okay. That's okay. We're learning. The main thing is we're learning. Okay, we'll finish it up tomorrow, though. We have to finish up tomorrow. Okay.